Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
51551, I'm in Drogheda, says a listener. Unbelievably, it has an overall 50% of all properties in the town classified as derelict. Shameful, says that listener. Well, listener, we have the highest level of vacancy of commercial properties for over a decade here now. The latest report from GeoDirectory, which keeps a full database of commercial and residential buildings in Ireland, says the national commercial vacancy rate was over 14% in June. That's almost 30,000 vacant commercial units. Why is this happening and what can be done about it? We're joined by two people now who in different ways are making a difference, trying to bring life back into our town centres. Architect Roisin Murphy and Eoin Garrahy, the owner of Bio on O'Connell Street in Ennis. You're both very welcome to the programme. And listeners can text about commercial vacancy wherever they are. And let me know where you are as well, to 51551. Eoin, can I start with you? You are in Ennis and you've taken over a derelict property, or you took over a derelict property. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, it's in the heart of Ennis Town, and thanks, Cormac, for having me on. Right across from the cathedral in the heart of the town. It was derelict for a long time. It was rotting. It could have been knocked. It should have been knocked, but it wasn't, and we're so glad it wasn't. It was an American guy, John Sullivan, who bought the building without any support, without any grant, aid or assistance, and he just saw a vision for it, wanted the top two floors for his family when they come to visit. They have Irish heritage, and had no interest in running a business there, wanted to lease out the ground floor. So we took over the full ground floor of the property.
Okay, so it went Bio or The Well, and you have a few different kind of strands to your business. So what do you do out of that? What kind of services do you offer, let's say, Eoin, then, to the people of Ennis?
Well, I suppose, it's quite a diverse business in that we started in the live event space. We moved into retail. We had pop-ups around the country, including Kildare Village. But we wanted to put down roots, I suppose, closer to home. Ennis is a great town. And even now with the progress on the civic works, it'll further enhance the town. And I suppose consumers and customers are reacting really well to what we're trying to do. And I suppose creativity is very much there in our efforts. And I suppose with some of the nighttime socialising dwindling, I suppose, people are looking for something to do during the day. Our vision was to create a community hub in the heart of the town, a buzzing place where people could come and they could share and they could be. So we have a coffee shop, and we also have a studio space where we have classes every day, from baby massage to salsa dancing to Pilates to yoga, you name it. It's kind of a diverse space. And then we have retail as well, and it's all connected. And it's about creating that place where people can stay a while, they can share, they can be.
Isn't that amazing then? So it's gone from complete dereliction, where it should have been knocked, you say, to retail, live events, cafe, baby massage and creativity. Well, I mean, that sounds really vibrant. What has the community reaction been?
Yeah, the reaction has been amazing. Look, there are challenges, and I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's a difficult time in hospitality, and I suppose pre-budget we need to really get the message home that the VAT rate, of course, needs to be dropped. You know, it needs to be brought down to 9%. Why are we doing what we're doing? I suppose we love living in Ennis. We wanted to add something to the town. We wanted to do something creative, and I suppose a rising tide lifts all boats. We've heard from some of our neighbours, other businesses, other SMEs in the locality saying, you know, this has been the greatest thing to happen to Ennis in a long time. A florist has just opened right beside us, just behind us, the Flower Den, only last weekend. And they said, you inspired us, you know, to create something bricks and mortar.
Okay.
So it's lovely to kind of open up that side of the town and to see the positive ripple effect that it's having.
So you've given inspiration. Stay with me. You're hearing Roisin Murphy, architect. You're hearing Eoin and her friends there making Ennis great again.
Yeah.
Not that it was never great. But have you seen many examples like this of kind of town centres coming alive again after dereliction is stopped in its tracks?
Are you asking me, Cormac?
I'm asking you, Roisin Nadeed, yeah.
Well, what we're seeing is initiatives. What we're seeing is grants, and what we're seeing is tax incentives in every agency around the country trying to get town centres revitalised because they're becoming part of the solution to homelessness, as you were discussing earlier. Mm-hmm. But also, we know that there's a change in how we're shopping. Okay, so Avian is actually part of what they predicted 20 years ago, which is basically that we are going online. Since COVID, we're working in different ways. So people's experience of shopping apparently is changing. And in all the very successful towns and cities across Europe, we're seeing that it is these independent retailers that are anchoring and revitalizing streets and keeping prices low, because they're usually in smaller units, so they're looking for smaller rents. But they're key to the renovations and the revitalization of derelict cities and towns.
Okay, so that's key. But why is it so difficult to bring a derelict commercial building back to life? Because we're getting texts from Drogheda and even the North Quays in Dublin. Wait till you hear this. Mm-hmm. The North Dublin Quay, from Dublin City Council offices to the Customs House, there's around 40 empty buildings or gaps. Some look like they've been empty for years, says a listener.
Don't look up. You know, it's like that film. Don't look up. There's just empty tranches of not even just empty buildings, but the upper part of buildings. We seem to have become completely immune to the fact that they're potential housing units. Say, all the way in from the airport into Dublin City Centre is quite upsetting. And also, we then have this... it's extremely difficult, right? We had this at the... this has been on the architect's agenda for the last 4 years. We've seen it in DCU. They did a study with the Simon community. It's extremely expensive, extremely difficult to, under the current guidelines and regulations. Mm-hmm. We are looking for streamlining. We are looking for streamlining in fire and planning, because some of these buildings are protected structures. It is extremely difficult for people to access the tax payback systems. They've got to pay up front before they get. So it's difficult to get one of these buildings and do it up within the system as it is without expert, expensive opinion.
We desperately need it, number one.
Yeah.
The government would point to the vacant property refurbishment grant or the occupation of vacant commercial premises scheme. And you mentioned the tax incentives and so on.
Yeah.
Is the problem footfall or the lack of footfall in certain areas?
No, I think the problem is the legislation is very difficult to manoeuvre around if you are somebody who just comes and has a dream of doing up a shop. And I'm keeping it really simple, okay? It is very complex. The system is complex, even if you're buying a derelict farmhouse and looking for the grants. So, and sometimes they cause the inflation and it's expensive because it's difficult to access for builders and all of that sort of stuff. And we're looking at rampant inflation in building anyway. But what we're looking for really is a streamlining of the legislative process and an easing up of some of the restrictions for living over the shop. That's the first thing. We definitely need that. But the other thing is, and this is a really key thing that we have to remember, that one of the most important things for revitalising city centres and town centres is actually people living in the cities and town centres. And that will make them safer. Some of the huge problems we've had in Dublin City is really being generated by emptiness. So people, the solution of kind of putting a gate on a lane where isn't what we need. We need kind of inventive shopping. We need flea markets. Yeah. We need
life. And life, basically.
We need life, but life.
But can I go back to Evie for 1 second, if I may, just to finish up, because we're told by this recent study as well, Evie, that the problem of vacant commercial buildings is worse in the west of Ireland. Nearly 20% in Sligo. That was the highest, the county with the highest commercial vacancy rate, followed by Galway and Donegal, not too far away from Clare. Do you have any insight as to why that is?
I don't. I mean, I can only speak from experience. There are empty spaces in Ennis, of course there are, and across Clare. I suppose population numbers are growing, which is a positive, and public amenities are improving. And I suppose Ennis is becoming a better place to work and to live. And that can only get better, I suppose. And that is very encouraging. I suppose Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, it was about, you know, getting online in time, so that, you know, so that, yeah, when it came to COVID and, you know, all that that brought, that, that, you know, we were already there. There was a presence online before a bricks and mortar store. And we see it with a lot of the local businesses in Ennis as well. They were there. So it didn't have, you know, such an impact as, well, as it did.
You make a good point, because there are an awful lot of businesses. I mean, we got a text from a listener who's running a business out of a small house. And maybe if you do have that kind of business built up a little bit, maybe timing is key and you might get a good deal with a commercially vacant building. But a listener, Michael, says, who wants to live over a fish shop to 51551? It's not all fish shops either. There's a lot of beautiful derelict or vacant commercial buildings. Make your town great again. Who can do it? Who can spot a commercial building in your area and tell me what could go into it to 51551? Eveen Garrahy, owner of Bio on O'Connell Street in Ennis in County Clare, thank you very much indeed for telling us your story. And architect Roisin Murphy, thank you for sharing your expertise as well.